Welcome to NTTA's The Road Trip Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Ray, NTTA's Media Relations Manager. In each episode, we will talk with experts inside and outside our organization and explore innovations, best practices, and other topics related to transportation. In today's episode, we will discuss the easiest way to use NTTA roadways and how you can get the lowest rate to do so. Our guest is the NTTA Director of Customer Care, John Bannerman. John, thank you for joining us today to help us unravel it all.
Thank you, Michael.
Let's first and foremost talk about, and I know we may have many people listening who are new to the area, and they may not be totally familiar with how to use an NTTA tollway. So, when I first get here, I noticed that there are no toll booths on your tollways. What's the story there?
It's been more than 11 years since we've had any toll booths on the tollway. We were one of the first in the nation to go all electronic, or all ETC, as we like to say. It was, for a variety of reasons, safety being among them. We didn't want the backlog. We didn't want the traffic jams. We wanted to speed customers through. The easiest and most efficient way to travel on the tollway, as hopefully everybody knows, is with a toll tag. So that was the thought process behind it. Safety being the first and foremost concern, and then ease of travel and flow of traffic.
Okay, we'll get to that toll tag in just a minute. Hold that thought. But I guess it's also good that you don't have lines at these toll booths. That in itself is probably not great. People shifting around from lane to lane, etc. So this way you have, it's open road travel, it's known as, too, right?
We eliminated that bottleneck that you used to get on slowing down, choosing a lane, whether you wanted to go through the express lanes or wanted to pay cash. So we eliminated that bottleneck. We eliminated that backup for an easier flow of traffic so people can get to their destinations quicker.
So a much more efficient and, turns out, modern way to do it. As you said, you were the first to do it, and I guess we've seen others across the nation follow. Also, I guess with so many people using navigation systems these days, aside from the signage and the different ways directing people to NTTA tollways, you can do that via your nav app. You either choose to use a tollway or avoid it as your choice would be. So I guess...
Yeah. Absolutely.
That factors into the electronic version. All right. So using the tollway itself, again, let's kind of gauge towards some people who may be new and maybe having their first experience with NTTA. I get in my car and I've just moved here and I drive down the tollway, and what happens next?
If you just moved here, you don't have a toll tag, you get in your car, you use the tollway, you'll go under those structures that are built over the road or over the on or off ramps. We refer to them as gantries. What that'll do is, if it senses a toll tag, it will read the toll tag. If it does not sense any toll tag, then it'll take a picture of the license plate. You just keep on traveling. You get to your destination safely and quickly. Behind the scenes, what we'll do is we'll look up the DMV information from the picture of the license plate, match it to the registered owner of the vehicle, and then we'll issue that invoice to the registered owner of the vehicle and the tolls to be paid.
It seems like very important that you have current data on your license plate, on your account, with presumably, at least eventually, the Texas Department of Transportation. I guess if it's somebody out of state, it's not just Texans that pay tolls, right?
No, everybody does. Everybody has the expectation to pay. So we can send that information to other states' DMV databases and retrieve the owner's information from that. So yes, it is vitally important that people keep their DMV information updated, their vehicle registration updated, the name, address, and we can access that and send them the invoice.
So it's at a higher rate, correct? If you don't have a toll, again, this is for somebody who doesn't choose to have a toll tag, the toll that they incur is at a higher rate, correct?
A toll tag is the cheapest, easiest, most efficient way to travel on the roadways. If you don't have one or choose not to have one, Shame on you. You should get one. But if you don't, then we refer to it as a zip cash. And that's at a higher rate than the toll tag rate.
So that means you have to keep an eye on your mailbox and wait for something to be sent in the mail about every month or so.
Billing period is monthly. So you would receive, if you use it, you know, regularly, again, you should get a toll tag. But if you use it regularly, or even if you are an infrequent user, let's say you're going to a Stars game or a Rangers game and you travel on the roadway every once in a while, then after we give you a monthly statement. So after that month period, you will issue you the invoice. Keep an eye on your mailbox. You'll be able to get it and pay it at the zip cash rate.
And how much is that compared to the toll tag rate? About 50% more is what I understand, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So that means that you've been urging us a couple of times to get a toll tag. So let's talk about saving money and not using that zip cash rate. How do you get a toll tag?
There are a number of different ways that you can get a toll tag. We try to make it as easy as possible for the customer. You can actually get a toll tag through our website, so you never have to leave the comfort of your home.
The website is ntta.org.
You can call our contact center.
But I guess the easiest way is just to go on ntta.org. All that information is up front. Can you do it online as well? Do you have to
No, absolutely. The only thing that you need is you need to know your license plate number, the color, the year, the make, and the model of the vehicle. If you do it through our online website, you'd have to have a method of payment, either a debit or a credit card. If you want to open up a cash account, then you would have to visit one of our locations.
Again, available on the website, this information.
Yes, you can find that list on the website.
So does it cost? I mean, I know you said you have to put a prepaid amount, so it's like a lot of other cards that we use in our lives these days electronically. Does the toll tag, do you have to pay for the toll tag itself?
No, not at all. You do not. I'm about to show my age, and for your younger listeners, you're going to have to ask your parents. But it's reminiscent of a prepaid phone card, if you remember back in those days, where you would put $20 or $40 on your toll tag account, and that money would stay on the account and be used to debit the tolls that you are incurring.
Interesting. So that makes it easy. Then you don't have to watch the mailbox. This can all be done electronically.
Electronically.
Monitor your account online?
Yes, sir.
And does this give you access to the airports as well? I understand that's one of your features.
Yes, it does. Now, you have to have a credit card or a debit card back account to access the airports, either Love Field or DFW. At this point, cash back accounts don't use those. So you can go and park at the airport. Like I said, either one of them, and it'll be deducted directly from your toll tag account.
Okay, so that's important to know that's not your system. It's just kind of airports.
It's an added value to the toll tag customer.
Yeah, so that shows the convenience and the savings. And again, they do have toll booths where you have to fumble for cash or credit card or whatever. So this helps you avoid all of that at the airports as well.
Yep, you no longer have to stop and pull a ticket. You drive up. Read your toll tag account, the gate opens, and when you're leaving, you just exit through one of the toll tag marked lanes.
Where else can I use that toll tag? If I travel some, can I use it elsewhere?
Yeah, we have what we refer to as interoperability between states. Currently, right now, it's Oklahoma and Kansas that you can use it. And we're expanding that in the future. So stay tuned. Pay attention to the website. We'll be able to tell you in the future what other states you can use your toll tag in.
And then if I want to use it in Houston or Austin, is it good there as well? Or
It's good all over the state of Texas.
Because I do make that drive, and I know a lot of people do, especially around this time of year, taking kids back to college. So that's good to know. So it will work,
anywhere
in the state of Texas. Yeah. How about what are, those TexPress lanes that I see? Those are not NTTA, but the toll tag, I see a toll tag over them.
It is. They're not owned and operated by NTTA, but the tag is, and we do the back office billing for that organization. So you can use your toll tag on the express lanes.
Well, that's good information. So it kind of spreads it out, and it's a good reason to get a toll tag.
Absolutely. And again, it's the cheapest, most convenient, easiest way to travel on the roadway.
Well, with the way things are right now in our economy, I think everybody's looking to save money if they possibly can. I've seen advertisements for some specialty toll tags as well. What's the story there?
You can purchase a Cowboys tag, any of the sports teams, Dallas Stars, Dallas Mavericks, Texas Rangers, and the soccer team FC Dallas. And you can also get a multitude of the college-branded toll tags. So you can get your SMUs, your A&Ms, your University of Texas, even Oklahoma and Oklahoma State.
And a little bit of a charge on those. I don't want to confuse people who I told you can get a free toll tag earlier. So no recurring charges, though. Once you have it, you have it. It's just the
once
money.
Once you have it, you have it.
So I want to just kind of circle back again one more time and make the point that I think is so important that you touched on earlier, and that is keeping your license plate information updated. I know from time to time we hear from people that for whatever reason the credit card changes or whatever, and they say, I have a toll tag. Why am I getting these bills in the mail? Why am I getting Zipcash all of a sudden? So what can happen there?
If you have a toll tag and it is in good standing, you should never get an invoice. You should never get a Zipcash. The only two reasons why you would get something in the mail from us, a Zipcash invoice, would be because there's an issue with the payment method on the account, either credit card or debit card, or in the instance of a cash account, it goes negative, or the vehicle or the license plate is not correctly inputted on the account. So I think I've been guilty of this before. You buy a brand new car, you're excited, you're driving on the roadway, you think, hey, I have a toll tag account, it's all good. You need to call and let us know that you purchased a new car, whether you have a temporary license plate or the permanent plate. And that's another important issue. If you drive off that lot, you need to let us know so we can add the temporary plate on. And then when you get your permanent metal plates, give us a call or go online and update it, and we can take care of that for you. And don't worry if you forget and it's a week later and you go, oh my gosh, I got a call. Call us and we can take care of it. We can backdate that and take care of it for you.
That's interesting to know. So you don't get individual records. People do have to keep up with that on their own. That's not something that's fed to you. And I think people, at least I have in the past, think, well, they'll get word of this somehow.
Yes, absolutely. It is an owned account. You do have to maintain and update it. So you do have to let us know when you get that information. We don't get any sort of automatic downloads from the DMV or the car dealers.
Interesting. So again, I guess it couldn't hurt to check in, especially if you maintain your toll tag, you can get online, ntta.org. Yeah.
Yep.
Make sure that info. But you have to be pretty precise when you're putting that your own information in, right? I mean, the license plate, I could not tell you the license plate of my car right now. I'd have to go take a picture to let you know. I guess that happens quite a bit.
You'd be surprised. It happens more often than not. You do have to have the correct information. So either if you have the temporary paint plate or the hard metal plate, you need to make sure you have the correct digits in the correct order. And then, as I said before, the year, the color, the make, the model.
All right. So that's the system. That's how it exists. So it's pretty easy. I think we've made it sound a bit more complex, but we've gone through all the ins and outs and maybe hopefully answered questions that people have. Any last thoughts that you want to leave somebody with that we didn't talk about? Anything, any do's and don'ts, myths, what have you?
There's a very helpful FAQ page. If you have any questions, you can always look at the website again. That's the easiest, www.ntta.org. If need be, if you have any questions, if you do get an invoice and you can't figure out why, please feel free to contact the call center. Those are the two best resources that you have as a customer. As far as, myths or anything, I've always gotten a chuckle because I always hear that, oh, people from out of state don't have to pay tolls. Nope. They are expected to pay just like everybody else. We can get DMV information from all the other states. So, we can make sure that they pay their fair share and they're sent an invoice just as everybody else in Texas. And
so unlike what the t-shirt says, it's not just a Texas thing. It's an everybody thing. If you choose to use the road, you obligated to pay for it.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, as you said before, it's a toll tag as big as Texas. So you can use it anywhere in the state of Texas, Houston, Austin. You can also use it in Oklahoma, Kansas City. And we're going to be adding states as that goes along, too.
Well, and I know it's important because tolls is, you don't get state funding or tax funding for any of this, that you pay your bills and you pay for the money borrowed to build the roads through the collection of tolls. So that's
absolutely.
That's why we say if you choose to use the road, you should choose to pay to do so.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, John, thank you. A lot of information to digest. Folks may be hitting rewind and going back over some points. But if you have any feedback, please let me know at mrey@ntta.org. That's mrey@ntta.org. And, John, thank you again for being with us. We appreciate the valuable information you shared today. And again, if you have feedback or if you have topic ideas, mrey@ntta.org. Thanks, and drive safely.